Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just said text exchange with my sister. I know you guys text her too once in a while. I got you ahead of time. apparently, right, the first part of the streaming was messed up. It was like a best of or something like that. So she texted me earlier. You guys live this morning? I said, yes, we are. It's fixed now. And they go, is it working now? And she goes, yes, you're talking about masturbating on a plane, right? And I said, yeah, that's a conversation we had. I said, yeah, that's it.
Of course.
Thanks for listening.
Doesn't everybody have those kind of conversations with their siblings?
Everybody does.
Yeah, now you're caught up.
Everybody does.
But
I'm still a little nervous. I won't be masturbating on a plane anytime soon.
God, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
You won't be on a plane.
I was thinking about that. I'm going to go. I flew in February to Florida with my dad, and I haven't been on a plane since. And I won't be on the rest of the year, at least.
No.
Yeah.
March 17th.
And that's the first time I've gone a year without flying since I moved to the Midwest.
That was the last day
I
flew.
Yeah.
I think I'm working on 18 months.
Yeah.
It was a year ago, February.
Yep. Rest of the summer, I'm just masturbating in the truck.
What is a new truck?
It is.
Give yourself a break. It is a new truck.
It's exciting.
Right. You got to break it in.
Right.
Physically exciting, apparently.
Yeah. It's like strange. Amy writes, I'm divorced now. I can't remember if our anniversary is 5/24/03 or 5/23/04.
Well, call him this morning and ask.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that because then you put yourself in the position Becky's in.
Well, no, but they're divorced.
No, they're divorced. That's why I said,
who
call
cares?
The guy. She says she's divorced.
Oh, I thought she remarried.
No, she's divorced.
She's
now.
Talking about the exes.
Yeah, then what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but call, find out. I was thinking about you. I don't want to get back together. When was our anniversary?
If you're divorced, your anniversary is who cares?
All right.
Yeah. Do you remember your first anniversary, Todd?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you were married for a long time.
Oh, sorry. Steel Trap.
Plus,
I
you
forgot.
Had kids.
Steel Trap.
That's it. Steel Trap.
Steel Trap. And I remember the Los Angeles radio station playing the. They were having a super summer solstice day because it was the 20th of June.
Ah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have remembered.
Right. Was it a leap year?
Oh, you throw that one in there.
No,
well, the reason is because generally it's the 21st,
Craig,
and on the 20th, that's when it happens in leap years.
You had a wife in the 80s, Craig, for a couple of weeks. What was that anniversary? Do you remember?
No.
Do you remember the month?
Not anymore.
Remember the year?
No.
Not even the year?
No.
I think you remember the year. You could figure out the year, couldn't you?
Do you remember her name?
Come on. Do you remember the season?
This is the great white whale of this show.
I think so.
It used to be Craig's biological parents, and we found out they were dead. But the other great white whale of this show is finding Craig.
I think it was early in the year.
Meeting Craig's first wife.
I think it was early in the year.
So she's never called Nick, and she lives somewhere within a listening area, a couple, 2-3 hours, within a 2-hour radius of this station. And we've never met her, which we wouldn't really meet her because. But
Craig.
even when we first got together with Craig back in the early 90s, we've never met the great white whale. I don't want to call her a whale, but that means something you can't find, obviously.
Yeah.
And.
How about a great white buffalo? Would that be better?
Either way. Yeah, that's better. That's better. But this is the elusive first wife of Craig Evans.
Right. And surprisingly.
Technically first and only wife.
Right. Craig is giving us no leads whatsoever. Or we could.
Now, he told me one time years ago she was living outside of one city near here, basically. I'm not going to even.
Yeah, but that's all the information he's imparted.
She could be celebrating her anniversary right now.
Yeah. It could be today.
Perhaps celebration is not the word she would use.
Ruining the day.
I just, Would you even care? Listen, I know I'm just killing time for you, brother.
Yeah.
Would you even care if you saw her again? No, I mean, I know you don't want to see her again, but if you would see her, it would, there's no feelings there at all.
No.
Right? Okay, it's been, that's a long time.
Would you even know if you saw her again?
I don't think I would.
That's a great comment.
Would you recognize her?
I don't think I would. Many years ago, it had already been many years, and I was told that I may not recognize her.
So Great White Whale might make sense. Got it.
Or did she just get plastic surgery so nobody would recognize her because she didn't want to be associated with
you
anymore?
That's probably more it.
That was it, plastic surgery.
I'm going to go ahead and change the whole identity.
Put a few extra layers on me.
Speaking of that, escape.
So if, in a perfect world, her in the studio would be a great conversation.
No, it would.
Talking to you about your relationship and the 80s.
How's that a perfect world?
It'd be great. For the show, it'd be great.
Just wants to watch you squirm.
Because you wouldn't care. But I think the old anger would bubble up in a heartbeat, though.
One assumes.
Yeah.
Just like his biological parents, she didn't love him either.
No, she didn't.
Do you think she would walk around telling people? Because, you know.
I heard that for years she was still griping.
You're
And can you blame her?
Well, also.
Yeah, at some point, you just move on.
True, Craig, but you also became part of a radio show that, thank you, by the way, whoever listens, this show became pretty popular. And your name is, even though it's not your, it's all over. And you're all in both those cities that she could be in. He's smiling. Craig, I wish we had a TV camera. You could see Craig's look. He loves it. He became the Craig Evans.
No, that ain't right.
And she's the ex Craig Evans.
That's what I mean. I think she probably told somebody that. You know that Craig Evans talked about? That's my first husband.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Did you hear what Craig said today?
I doubt
she's
very proud of that.
Did she remarry and have kids?
I think she remarried.
Did they have kids?
Pretty quickly.
To get rid of that Evans name.
Yeah.
But she probably still walks around going, I used to tag that.
I guarantee she does. Listen to the radio at Craig Evans. I had that. I was married to that. I left him when he was spinning tunes.
Yeah. That's true.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Among documented causes of hangover intensity.
Jeez, I've been dry drinking last night.
Are the type of mixer used in an alcoholic cocktail, I imagine, you know, the amount of sugar and whatnot.
I'm telling you.
As are the presence of cogeners that color the drink. They're byproducts of alcohol fermentation, most closely associated with whiskey, as the thinking goes.
Oh, it's a whiskey. Darker.
The darker the whiskey, the more cogeners, and perhaps the worse the resulting hangover will be. Now, we've talked about this any number of times, and what the science tells us...
I'm with you on this, though.
What the science tells us is that it is not a particular kind of alcohol, type of alcohol, that gives you a hangover. It's that you just drank too much.
And too quick.
And too quick.
And you did that study a couple weeks back, a couple years back, because I've done that before. I've only had like a couple glasses of wine, but I drank them back-to-back real quick. I'm thinking, why was I hungover? That was it.
Oh, yeah. The pace matters.
The pace.
Okay.
Well, I also get, and I think people always argue about this, but you said it's just the amount of alcohol that gives you the hangover. Now, I do think that sugary alcohol drinks, there's something else that makes
the
you
mixer.
Feel crap. Yeah, it makes you feel crap. I mean, those, the rum runners, I'm sure all the sugar I had in those rum runners in
that
Florida
didn't help.
Made me puke my guts out. But I drank a lot of rum.
Right.
So
that's
why I was hungover.
Yes.
The puking might have something to do with laying in there with all the sugar.
Right.
Yeah, but the hangover, if you had just had 40 Capri Suns, you would have felt like crap. You might not have been puking.
Thank you. The hangover was the bottle of rum. At least a bottle.
So, I think this may be a tolerance thing, but you know, I rarely get hungover anymore.
Well, you don't get burned out?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and that
I'm
depends.
Not talking about, you know.
That depends on the quantity.
Right, right.
Quantity. Yeah. But usually I'm drinking vodka and like sparkling water. I'm not mixing it with anything sweet.
Well, you have a pace now. You drink every night.
Yeah,
so.
I do.
Yeah.
And I usually only have three, four at the most on the weekends.
This is the man who once uttered the phrase, I only drank half the bottle. I only
Vodka, by the way.
I only drank half the bottle.
Yeah, 750, that's about right.
Yeah.
What's your routine like down, Nick? Every once in a while during the week, you have a drink?
I haven't this week.
Okay.
I normally do.
Okay.
I've been getting headaches.
Like, last week we were on vacation. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no hangover. There's sometimes if I'll be drinking like vodka for a while, then I'll be like, oh, I'll drink wine tonight. Then I'll have like a wine hangover the next
week.
Right. I'm just not used to processing that.
I'm the same way. Same way.
That's yeah.
I try to lay off the vodka during the week.
A lot of times it's the hangovers I don't have that'll concern me.
I know. I get those. We've had, you know, with some circumstances, we've had a couple weeks off in the past 5 weeks. And when you can sleep in and just exist in the morning instead of having to get up and bang, 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 I was getting worried too because I was getting pretty buzzed every night for a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's times I go to bed
and
I'll be like,
so.
Uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. And you wake up and like, oh, I'm just okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Guess I'll just go about my day.
This is why retired people die. Serious, man.
And rock stars.
And rock stars.
You know?
Yep.
People who can live that lifestyle.
Right.
Now, I did get pretty drunk over vacation, but that was a tequila drunk.
Oh, yeah.
No effect the next morning. I was fine the next morning.
Well, once again, so we're just going to be not hungover. It means you're an alcoholic, which I'm not, you know.
I guess.
I can't.
You know what some people say to avoid hangovers.
Don't drink?
Don't drink.
Quite the opposite.
Drink too much.
Don't stop.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. Good point, Craig.
Keep your baseline.
And not a good one at all, but yeah, you have heard that.
Now, does the altitude affect you, Todd, when you're in the mountains?
Oh,
does
great.
Yes.
The hour time difference does, Todd.
No, actually, it seems to have the opposite effect that it has on most people. I have to drink more.
Really?
I have to smoke more weed when I'm at altitude.
That's very surprising.
Remember, he kicks left footed and throws right footed.
Yeah,
he's wired weird, man.
It's true.
I'd love to see him throw right footed.
I was trying to work that out in my brain, too.
Did I say throw right footed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, he's got monkey feet on that one foot. His right foot's a monkey foot. It's amazing.
Right. Now, the actual results may be completely opposite of what
I say throw? Okay.
But I'm just telling you how I feel. That's the only thing I have to base it on.
Actual results may vary.
Yeah, usually altitude takes everybody's tolerance down
for
most things.
But no.
Like on airplanes, for instance.
I have to drink more when I'm in the mountains. Yeah,
I'm super Todd when I'm in the mountains.
Yeah, because in addition to the tequila, this might have helped out. Why I was buzzed is I found my dose. Which is 30 milligrams. 30 milligrams. Just
that's
perfect.
Right.
Is that on an empty stomach?
Yeah.
Because in Colorado, you can do edibles. It's legal. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't.
Not here. We're the good life.
I don't eat the edibles with a meal anymore because then they become ineffective.
With you.
I eat them on an empty stomach and then maybe eat an hour later or so.
Right.
You really got to plan your buzz.
Yeah, kind of do.
True.
You really do.
You kind of do.
If you're going to eat it, yeah. So there are some beliefs, however, that the type of alcohol itself can influence the likelihood of producing a hangover the next day. So the people at addictions.com asked people what type of spirit they thought gave them the worst hangover. And the answer's obvious.
Gin?
Apparently not as obvious as I thought it was.
Whiskey.
I'm losing the obviousness here.
Tequila.
There you go.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, see, the tequila I had was a Blanco, and it was pretty pure.
Yeah. Well, once again, you're wired different, and you're also a pro.
Well, what was Ron White preaching about tequila?
It's still the upper.
It's an upper.
Yeah, it's different than other alcohol.
Oh, it totally is an upper. And
Yeah, he said the whiskey made him a little morose.
When I go out anymore, well, we don't go out anymore, but before COVID... If we were going to go out and hang out, I would do tequila because it jacked me up.
But not the alcohol portion, because alcohol is alcohol.
Yeah. It's the same scientific formula.
Right. It's the stuff that surrounds it.
Right.
I could see that tequila, because of having more hangovers, because a lot of times I think people drink that because they want to get after it.
That's it.
And that's
oh, we're drinking tequila tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what they find, that's is it. That people get into a particular mindset with a particular spirit.
So tequila. Yeah.
So tequila, number one, is the drink that people think that they get the worst hangover from.
Right.
And then it's...
Is that because they're drinking the cheap brown tequila?
No, I think Nick's right. Yeah. We're doing shots.
We're partying.
We're partying.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah, when people pour whiskey, they tend to sip whiskey. But you're right. If somebody's pouring tequila, you assume, all right,
it's on.
Let's go. But you can sip tequila, too.
Yeah.
We were in Cabo.
Oh? You can.
I was drinking tequila shots with margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the stupidest thing ever in the freaking world. Wow. At the place called The Office down there. And Todd was with his wife. I was with my dad. And we had some friends down there. Oh, some listeners years ago. 15 years ago, that was. And that was probably the worst hangover I think I've had in my whole life, was tequila shots with margaritas, which obviously is just idiotic. Because all I had to do was drink beer and then do the bunch of shots. But no, I was drinking margaritas, and then this guy walks around, hands those shots out. People have been to Cabo.
That recipe is why I only have fuzzy memories of my night at Cabo Wabo in San Lucas.
And the night before that, my old man, who at the time was only 70, I shouldn't say only 71, but I will say 71. He was 71. We were ripped on the beach. And that's the story I told you. We were laying down and we were in our hotel room. And he goes into whiz, and he comes back in and starts to crawl into my bed. That's how hammered he is. He's got his tiny whities on. He lifts up. I feel the cover lifting him up. I look over. He's crying. Dad, get over on your own side.
I'm not that drunk.
But that was tequila too. So yeah, I think Nick's right about that. I know it's just alcohol, not necessarily the hangovers,
right.
But definitely people get after it.
It's a mindset,
and that's going to cause. Right. More difficult hangover.
Right.
And then at number two, it's vodka, and then it goes whiskey.
Vodka.
Whiskey and rum and gin, followed by scotch.
I'm not a big scotch guy, but you could get hammered on that.
I would think that some people who aren't necessarily well-versed, if they're drinking scotch or whiskey, it's freaking whiskey.
Yeah, but I don't think if you're not a scotch guy, you probably just don't drink scotch.
Well, you don't know it's scotch, necessarily. You're just drinking whatever whiskey somebody else is drinking.
Yeah, but there are guys that just know what they're doing. They say, I want some scotch.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But these are people that are getting hangovers.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, you're wired different.
You knew that.
I tried to be whiskey on the rocks guy at a wedding once. It was probably like my sixth drink there. I sit down next to Grandma, and she's like, you stink.
Did you say you stink too, Grandma?
Yeah, you're no peach either, Grandma.
I'll go sit somewhere else.
We've talked about whiskey because TV glamorizes whiskey. Mad Men, Justified, any kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Donovan, just any kind of show where there are tough dudes, they always just drink whiskey. And you can't do that. Like, you're right. You can't just sit around and drink whiskey on the rocks all night unless you're a total pro.
Yeah.
You're down for the count.
Mm-hmm. I get that peanut butter whiskey I can drink on the rocks.
Yeah, but it's...
That's about the only thing.
But I can't drink more than two of those.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
You will.
Yeah.
Over a third of respondents at this poll at addictions.com reported having at least one instance of public nudity following their own experiences with alcohol. The top four spirits accounted for over 90% of the instances of public nudity.
What, people flashing their boobs?
Whatever kind of public nudity, whether we're streaking, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, how about sex in public with your
that would count.
That's nudity.
Okay, I've done that.
Does it count if you're just whizzing in public? Because I've got one buddy who I
whiz in public when I'm sober all the time.
I think we have a collection somewhere of at least a half a dozen photos of him whizzing in public when he shouldn't have been.
Okay,
just completely hammered.
As opposed to the times he should have been whizzing in public.
Well, I mean, in very
There's
obvious
two separate
form.
Piles of pictures.
They are separate piles of pictures. And so people get naked the most with vodka, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Vodka.
And then it goes.
You were naked at camping that time, Todd. You got naked and passed out. Is that vodka?
No, that was
red wine.
A box of wine.
All of a sudden, you're face down over the picnic table.
That's right, naked.
Yeah, and the last time I was naked. Oh, I remember when I was last naked in public. I was stone cold sober. And we found this great waterfall. I'm a fan of waterfalls and the negative ions, the mist that it puts off. And I had the place to myself.
It's called water.
And I was feeling full of negative ions. And as I was running toward the waterfall, I was stripping off all my clothes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I jumped in the pool naked.
Trip over your balls, man.
You got to have those in
I'm
one
Todd.
End.
Yeah, you hold, throw them over your shoulder. Threw your balls over your shoulder and jumped in.
I want to do that again.
See, somehow I see that ending like National Lampoon's Vacation when Chevy Chase comes popping out of the pool, go cold, cold.
I just picture your sack over your shoulder, man.
More alcohol talk coming up.
All right, we always do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.